This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. It appears that Tom Dundon, the owner of the NHL's Carolina Hurricanes, is buying your Portland Trailblazers. They are saying $4.25 billion, and he intends to keep the team in Portland, but does he? Let's learn about this guy. We have on the line with us now on the fan, Ryan Hinkle, HockeyNews.com. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing, guys? How's everyone?
Yeah, we're pretty good. Look, we want to know about this cat. What can you tell us about Tom Dundon?
Yeah, so, I mean, the biggest thing you ever hear, there's kind of two sides of Tom Dundon that everybody likes to talk about. He's a guy that likes to make a deal. He's a guy that, you know, he's a little more involved than a lot of owners you see around different leagues, and he likes to make a deal, but he's also the guy who will maximize, you know, a franchise's value. The Hurricanes were floundering when he bought them, and he's spent to the salary cap ever since, and now they've been competitive, the market's booming. So there's two sides to him. A lot of people kind of say he's hardball, and he's kind of a hard A, and you know, some things get cut along the way, but in terms of actual product on the court, field, or ice, I think he helps produce that.
So you kind of get the sense from kind of reading about him and from that, he is an uber competitive guy, and this isn't just about dollars and cents. He seems to be a sports guy that is competitive and wants to win.
Oh, 100%. I remember his first two or three years with the Hurricanes. I mean, that was, again, they were struggling still at that point, trying to get back into the playoff picture. And, you know, there was quotes from him. He was saying, like, he didn't want to come to games because he would get so emotionally, like, it would make him feel sick if they lost. He would feel actually sick. And, like, he just had been owning the team for a year at that point. So this guy, like, uber competitive. He wants to win, 100%.
So he's from Texas. Was there any talk when he bought the Hurricanes that, like, were people there worried that they may move, being a Texas guy, an outsider, coming in and buying them? And then what ended up happening with, obviously they're still there, but I just mean, was that a fear, and how did Tom Dundon put that to rest?
Oh, 100%. Coming in, especially, there had always been rumors. Carolina's market, smaller market, and the fan base had kind of, you know, the product wasn't good. The fans really weren't showing up, and there's always been rumors of, you know, could they move, would they move? So this new owner comes in, and you know, plenty of fans are like, hey, this is it. You know, this guy's moving. And some outsider's going to buy the team. It's getting moved. Like, that was a huge worry among the fan base. And, you know, he put that to rest sort of with just investing in the team. Because I don't think if he wanted to move it, it would be easier more to kind of gut it, keep it low profile, like make the team still be worse, but he put the money in. Like, the Hurricanes were nowhere near the salary cap before he took over, and ever since he has, they've spent to the salary cap every single season. He's invested in improvements in the arena. You know, he's upgraded it. They got a new practice facility. Like, he's done the things to make the team better and to improve the team's functionality, which I think went a long way of making the fans a little more okay with it, because like you said, that was a huge worry that the team was going to be moved.
And you mentioned like he's a deal maker. Was there like they mentioned in the press release when he was intending to buy the Blazers, said that he was going to explore, they were going to explore a public private ownership to deal with the arena. Was that something in Carolina that was used to upgrade and build facilities, or was it just he found a way to get it done with his own money?
There had always been talk about upgrading around, you know, Lenovo Center here in Raleigh. There was a bunch of hurdles with that, being that like the local university kind of owned the land, and so there's a lot of different hurdles and loopholes, and everyone had always talked about upgrading and just never kind of quite happened. But it was just kind of some negotiations along with keeping the Hurricanes on a 20-year lease. He kind of got a little bit of investment from the city, $300 million from the county and the city to kind of upgrade. And then he put up, I think, about $500 to $800 billion of his own money to kind of, or million, not billion, obviously, to put up upgrades around and to develop the land. Because, you know, when he took over, it was always one of his things. He always complained about how the area didn't offer really much of anything. There's no restaurants, there's no hotels, there's nothing at the arena down here in Carolina. And a big thing for him was he always wanted to develop it, build it up, make it a whole destination, bring people year round to Lenovo Center.
Yeah. And that's exactly what the situation is here.
100%.
There's nothing around that arena. And I'm guessing he is going to be willing. And it's the same thing. He'll put in money because he knows he's going to make it back off of developing the surrounding area. There's a difference between investing, you know, I mean, just throwing money at something, and then it being invested wisely to turn around the franchise of the Hurricanes. How did he do it? Like, was it good hires? You mentioned he's pretty involved. Was it his decisions in certain trades? Or how do you characterize how he was able to, besides invest, turn around the Hurricanes?
I think he's willing to put the right people in positions. Like, he's the kind of owner that he's going to ask, like, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? He's going to question every kind of aspect of how it's being run, what's being done, just so he himself can understand. Like, I think the biggest thing is that he wants to have a high level of understanding about how his team's being run, what's going on. But he 100%, once he gets someone in place that he trusts, he will let them kind of run the show. We saw that in Carolina here, the new general manager, Eric Tolsky. Like, Tom Dundon just absolutely loves the guy. He trusts him 100% to run the team. And it's just a thing of putting people in positions to be successful. But he's gonna be involved. He wants to know what's going on. Like, I think there was like a poll that The Athletic ran about, you know, NHL agents, and all of them rated Tom Dundon as one of the worst because he's involved in every single transaction, every single deal they make. So they hate him. But, you know, in terms of the actual product in Carolina, I think the fans are quite happy with what they've been getting.
Yeah, I'm a hockey guy. Carolina is, I know they haven't had the playoff success, but they're a wagon. Like, every year, seemingly for the last 7 or 8 years, they're one of, if not the best regular season team in the NHL. So when he came in, did he clean house? Did it take a couple years to kind of, when he bought it, what was the transition like with kind of the existing front office and coaching staff?
Yeah, so it was a transitional year for them, especially when he took full control about the end of the 2018 season. So Ron Francis was general manager at the time. He kind of got moved to president of hockey operations. The coach, Bill Peters, they parted ways with him. So it was a complete kind of overhaul. They brought in a new general manager, Don Waddell, who was also president of hockey operations, which means he was running the business side and the hockey team at the same time. That's kind of one of the things where Tom likes to make a deal. He likes to, if he can save a dollar somewhere, he will find out how to save a dollar. So, you know, have things like guys running two positions when there should be two. But, and then he got Rod Brendamore, who's the coach of Carolina now, who's, you know, a franchise icon, won the cup with them in 2006 and been an assistant coach for 7 years before that. Tom was kind of had interviews with him, talked with him too, because he wants, like I said, wants to be involved in all the decision-making process. And just kind of wants, he liked what Rod was about. He liked what he talked about. And so that was another thing where he's just like, I like this guy. I like what his attitude is. I just like him. So we're going to give him a shot, even though he had never been a head coach at any level before. So it was a big transition. They put out Ron Francis, who was an NHL top 10 player potentially, like, of all time, moving him out of the general manager position, moving someone else in, hiring a new coach. So there was a lot of turnover when Tom took over.
This is Ryan Hinkle, Hockey News. He covers the Carolina Hurricanes. I don't know how often Tom Dundon's around there. Like I said, he lives in Dallas. How often is he there, and is there anything else you can tell us about him, just dealing with him personally?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He was around more when he like first bought the team. He's trying to figure out, get his investment where he liked it to be. But you'll see him every so often in the locker room now, maybe every couple of months, why not? But he's not super, in town a lot of the time. He's still involved with all the decision making, obviously, and all that, but he's not kind of present there. But again, it's just a guy that, he's really low key. Like a lot of owners are like, people like around them will be wearing their suits, or even the governor's meetings that the NHL has, a guy's in suits, well-dressed. Tom Dundon, I've never seen Tom Dundon not in a ball cap and a tracksuit.
Tracksuit? Yes!
Every time I've ever seen him, he's in a tracksuit and a ball cap. Like, that's just his attire. Like, he's very casual, very kind of low-key about things. Like, he's just kind of like just a normal dude, almost, you would think. You wouldn't think that this guy's just a multi-billionaire who owns multiple sports franchises.
Do you hear from him? Like, one of the things that we struggled with here in Portland is we had an ownership, this one and obviously Paul Allen, and even to an extent, like his right-hand guy, you never heard from him. Is this a guy that gives interviews? Is the guy that stands on a podium? You mentioned that he's not directly necessarily involved in everything day to day, but do you get to hear from him as a member of the media and as a fan?
Every so often. Again, he was much more around near the beginning, kind of. He did a couple of interviews and things. He's around for big things like Lenovo Center kind of changed their name from PNC Arena to Lona Center. He was there for that. He's there for kind of big developmental news. Like, he'll show up for that. And he's done interviews. Like, if like you ask for him and you get a hold, like, he's been willing to talk plenty of times. He's done interviews like with different outlets around the area too. So he's around. But again, I think he's a guy who kind of just likes to keep himself a little bit private. He's like really not outspoken, really not. Like, no social media presence or anything like that. But again, he's been open. Yeah. He's done things. He's done radio interviews.
Cool. Well, good info. Thank you. Ryan Hinkle, Hockey News. Appreciate your time today.
Yep, thanks for having me on, guys. No worries.
You got it. Yeah, there you go. Tom Dundon.
Look, I think if you're a Blazer fan listening to that, I think there's a lot to like about that. And I think a lot, especially the stuff about the arena, the development, and the competitiveness. That's music to your ears.
Well, I heard tracksuits, and you had me at tracksuits.
Tommy tracksuit.
Tommy tracksuit.
Hey! Let's go. All right, the Ryan Hinkle postgame show will be next, followed by In the News here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.